episode 1727, Unload Your Worries.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy, happy day. I hope your week has been going absolutely splendid for you. Maybe you've hit a few detours or some road bumps, but guess what? Today is Inspiration Motivation Day. It's time to rejuvenate so you can hit the rest of your week with energy and love and a zest for life. It's time to unload your worries. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. So why keep yourself locked into what you can't control? Frustration only breaks your heart. Unload your worries. You're not alone. The older we get, the faster time moves. Now, technically, it doesn't. We know that. But because we are more aware of time and the lack of energy is working against us, I don't know about you, but my energy is less than what I was, 20, 30 years ago. It's easy to feel that we're falling behind. And what happens when we're falling behind? We feel like we're not getting everything done. We're always a step behind, or three, or four, or like me, 20 steps behind. Don't fret over the time, nor worry about what has to be done. Take today in strides. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Be honest with yourself. There is no way you will get everything done on your list. There isn't. So why push yourself? Why set your expectations so high for you to fail? Some form of interruption you know is going to disrupt your day. So you think you're going to get all that done in your to-do list? Now, if you do, then celebrate it and say, oh my gosh, I haven't had a day like this. And when you have those days, it does deserve a party. But when you don't, and when life happens, breathe. Keep calm and carry on with the focus on your breath. Unload your worries. I've been reading Psalm 33, 6 through 9, and it's really been speaking to me personally, and I just wanted to share it with you. There's really two verses that I've been honing in on. All of them are great, but verse 6 says this: by the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, their starry host by the breath of his mouth. And then verse 9, it says, for he spoke and it came to be, he commanded and it stood firm. By the word, it was his breath. The power of his breath is within us. Yet we get fussy over spilt milk when the laundry's not done, when we didn't get to the post office and they closed a minute too early. And you're like, wait a minute, my watch says 4:59 and it says it's supposed to be open till 5. We stumble upon all of our stuff with this attitude that everything needs to work under our pretenses. What we see as how life should happen. But we don't have control over majority of what happens in our life. But in this verses, it says, by the word of the Lord, the heavens were made. Their starry host by the breath of his mouth. You were breathed into by God. You were created on purpose for a purpose, and that power is within you. So you don't have to carry all the aches and pains of the day by yourself. You can stand under the strength of him because it's your breath, his breath. When you have breath, that means he has given it to you. You have a power that is undeniable. So unload your worries. Now, I know what's going on in your head. You can talk yourself into circles, laying all the guilt on what you should be doing when you're doing something else. I get it. You feel guilty for it, maybe laying down because you are plain plum exhausted. And you're like, I just don't think I can do anymore. And sometimes you make the decision not to lay down and you push and push and push. And 3 or 4 days later, all of a sudden the sniffles are upon you. Your body's reacting to the amount of stress that you're putting yourself under. Worry piles on stress, frustration, which then leads to anger. We become an emotional wreck. And then we try to live out our everyday like that. How's that serving you? Is that doing you any good? So unload your worries. And then you know what happens when your day comes to an end and you're trying to get it all done and you've guilted yourself into feeling bad that you haven't gotten everything done? You shake your head and defeat because you didn't do all you wanted. Why continue to put yourself down? Why play those games in your head? You're not a bad mom. You're not lazy. You're not doomed for more trouble. You're not disorganized. You're not a failure. You are enough. You have the breath, a gift from God, His breath within you, the power of breath. You are enough. You don't have to prove anything. Now, realistically, I know we got to get the laundry done. Someone's got to cook dinner. It would be nice to say, Lord, hand me an angel so, you know, dinner could cook itself. That would be fantastic. But no, it doesn't work that way. But what does work in your favor is to unload your worries, to not carry those burdens all by yourself. Take time today. Where you are, maybe right now, at this moment, I just want you to breathe and feel that power within you. It grounds you. And if you are so frustrated, take a step outside, even if it's raining, even if it's cold. Go out into God's creation. See the beauty of the majesty of what's before you. He spoke creation into existence. That means there was air behind it. That's breath. He breathed into you, which means you have God within you. So there's no reason to sit and worry, stand and worry. Let today worry about itself. Tomorrow's going to worry about itself too. Be present in the moment. Be present. Be incredible. Be you because you matter. Refresh your heart with the depths of the breath. Stand boldly knowing that you are not alone. You are enough. You can be happy today with a smile, even when things are going bad, not because of what you do, but because of whose you are. You matter. I want you to feel an internal hug around your heart right now. That's God saying, you matter. You matter to me. He doesn't want you to forget that as crazy as your day gets, no matter what your Instagram feed says, no matter what your boss yells at you, no matter how your spouse speaks to you or doesn't speak to you in the evening, you matter. Look for the joy not in what you accomplish, but from the blessings around you. I promise If you seek them out and search for them, you will find them. This is your day. Unload your worries and fill your heart with joy. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, glorious day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.